My name is Bong. I'm Chief Director for Food Security, and together is Ms. Rowena Chumat, who is our Acting Director for Program Development Support. As we go ahead with the implementation of the Zero Hunger, she is also the Secretariat of the Implementation Steering Committee that is chaired by the DG himself, which is performed with us. At the end, through your permission, Chair, to give some time for her to explain as a secretariat how they go about implementing it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Are you
starting
now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I think maybe one thing I would like to see, because the communication that came through our permission office about the Zero Hunger program. But the correspondent has some food security bill. And when the chair introduced us, it was only the Zero Hunger program. So, yeah. So maybe but what we did then, we brought in the Zero Hunger program. We also submitted the narrative document in the food security policy. So I would like to start with the Zero Hunger program, and then we come to the food security policy. The Zero Hunger program, I think the DG's approach has been noted by the chair. We have got some strategic policy responses. The policy identifies the number of strategic areas. The first one is the land tenure for food security, which prioritizes women, equity in land ownership. Special development plans, municipalities should earmark land for agricultural production. But we have got the wall-to-wall municipalities, meaning all the areas then that should be allocated for food production by the citizens of the control block. This is under the optimization of agricultural land. The second one, the most important tenet of the Zero Hunger program, is the government food purchase program. As we borrow this from the Brazilian. Where in Brazil, the government purchases 30% of its food. This means hospitals, schools, they purchase from the smallholder farmers. Those smallholder farmers in Brazil have got about farm families by the household farm labor, which are 50 hectares. Here, our smallholder farmers, they will range about 2 hectares. maybe to 20 hectares. So what we are planning to do is that the government departments and entities should purchase at least 35% from smallholder producers, and they also wanted an agro-industrial development led by agricultural area potential with the potential for market. The other one, the third one, tenant of this is the provision of production interest. This should take into account the different categories of producers. It means if the subsistence farmer, we are proposing to give them 100% free subsidy in terms of input. And most of these will be for the household food production. And then if you are smallholder farmers, then there will be escalation in terms of how much we subsidize. Commercial farmers want to give them subsidy of input. The other continue number two is the food distribution, such as assessed by all. When the people are hungry, you have got the social safety net, like cash transfers and food transfers. They have to be done by the Department of Social Development, where they will issue food passes, then they also issue them with cash grants in terms of pension grants, military veteran grants, as well as the child support grants. This safety net almost caches up for 15 million people in South Africa. And we link the beneficiaries to the product development initiative, and where we go with agro industrial development. The second one is the central food safety control system. At this point in time, it is shared by the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health. We want to make sure that we form a central food safety which will control the quality of this food. And is the food security risk management. We want to make sure that we attain regional food security for the different regions. And our target is different district municipalities. And of course, through that, we'll be promoting employment. Then people can have money, they can buy food. Then we also have research and technology. And then we can also alterate land use. All this will be improving food security, food utilization. Fifthly, it is the establishment of a food insecurity information system, where we have data about the availability of food, how many people access it, and how people utilize it, so that the food is stable in terms of prices, and the integration of the various information systems. The Zero Hunger program, I think you remember this during the budget speech for the minister, she showed that the Zero Hunger was going to be tenant, Zero Hunger for food. The first one is to ensure access to food to the poor and vulnerable members. The vulnerable members and the child-handed household, the pensioners. Here at DAF, we assist with food, household food garden, social development, we assist with the cash payment and food passes. The improvement of food production capacity by the household and poor resource farmers, that is the focus of DAF. When we say DAF, Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries, we are more of a policy organization. The provinces, our sister companies, they do the implementation at that level. Also improve of the nutrition security of the citizens. We produce more food for nutrition, and the Department of Health assists with they are responsible for nutrition in the country. Then the development of market channels through bar government procurement of food things emerging across sectors, that should be done by DAF. That's where the 35% for the hospital, the military barracks, the schools, we have to order from the smallholder farmers. We want to foster partnership with the relevant stakeholders within the food supply chain, so that the whole logistics sector, we want to make sure that the food from the farm gate until it enters the different institutions. So this will need a dialogue between the NGO, government, and private sector. We'll operate like a war room, or we call it a project management unit. This is an overview of the strategic content that I have just been explaining. At the top left, we have got the government food purchase program, where you have got the Department of Health with the integrated nutrition and food safety education, the school nutrition program. You know that they are reaching about 8 million children. Department of Correctional Services, there will be bar procurement for the prisoners or inmates. Department of Defense and Military Veterans, there will be bar procurement for the barracks. And then during social development, they have the comprehensive social service program where they buy food, then they distribute. Below that, for the substance smallholder producers, these are primary production, where you have technology hub, production capital, input resources. we work with commodities that should be involved with beef, chicken, groundnuts. You can look at these vegetables, fish, vegetables. These are the ones that you think they are very important for that. Then in the meat, we have agro-processing. This means where we have a processing plant, or what we call the agri-park, where they will process the food, like say vegetables from a garden, they'll be cleaned, grated, and packed before they go to school, so that they are in the same level of food that you buy from the retail market. Then on the top right, you have a social relief of distress. This is a coupon system that exists, which is administered by SASSA. Below that, the government, we propose to have government outlets where we have a fair pricing of food for the public. I think you remember that maybe in the beginning, we used to have Kupugani shops where we could buy food in those levels. Then below, we have a food security monitoring and evaluation, which are the policy we'll be doing. Progress to date, the Director General has got a national steering committee, supported by a technical committee. Okay, I said this, Mr. Jumas will talk to that. The National Steering Committee for the Provincial Department of Agriculture, Head of Department, or the DBKT, is for the Department of Social Development, Department of Health, Department of Correctional Services, all these backfiring departments, they are part of the steering committee where we plan how they are going to be firing on the Department of Education also. Both the higher education and training for the university and also basic education for the 8 million school kids there. It aims to foster food security policy for South Africa with social protection. We have taken this to the Economic Task and the Portfolio Committee. The penetration was developed with key focal areas. There's a national communication plan, profiling of farmers, farmer business development, mobilization organization of farmers, capacity building and training, and the farmer support system, and the marketing is the most important aspect. How do you market the food? How do you link the produce from smallholder to the market? Problem today is that this financial year, our conditional grant, which is a comprehensive agricultural support program, together with the conditional grants for Idima and Isima, together combined they amount to about 1.8 billion. And together with the equitable share, we have asked that the projects that are being implemented, they are focused on the Zero Hunger program. So this is what we have done now. There's a special planning, we are set by the CSIR. We have our mapping of schools, I'll show you a map where we map the schools and hospitals. So in a particular area, all farmers that are supported by the social grants, they need to look at the school next door, then they start applying the school and the hospital. We also map existing cooperatives so we can know how much produce and the quantities they can produce so that we can link them to the market, so that we are mapping all the current market-led operations. In the Bobo province, there were collections of food sites. In Tshego, they already farmers from Lipele, they are already producing and they bring food to Agri-Park in Fisher, and then the food is produced, and then the government, social government buys it, and the food bank, then they distribute to the destitute families. In case at end, there's the profiling of farmers, Northwest, the launch of the market in Mafeking. So all these are strengthening the Zero Hunger program, and some teams are leading for that. This is what we are doing. Now, the selected business municipalities, we have these business municipalities, but most of them are based on those 22 districts selected by cabinet in July. And then within that, we have also added other, because in the July, we didn't have districts in Western Cape and Gauteng. So we have added those districts. In the Mpompo, we have the Greater Phuphuma, Mopani, both have got Capricorn and Zembe. And then in the Northwest, we've got Totoroot, Mombasa, and also Ngaka Modiri Mulema. In Northern Cape, we've got Francis Bart, we've got Kalahari, Eastern Cape, Chris Hani, Kwaftambo, Amatol, Mpumalanga, we've got Eshanzeni, the Christian Sabamonsusanyana, Western Cape, we've got Holland, then we've also got the Central Karoo. In KZN, you know, that's where most of these 22 districts are. But the Sitsong, the Zululand, Amajuma, Tugela, Ugu, Kanyahutu, Umzinyan, Ilembe, Uchungulu. then in Gauteng we've got Ekurhuleni, I think the area of Tembisa, I think with the informal settlement around Tembisa, that's where you are targeting those people there. This is just an example of one of the districts that have been mentioned. This example maps the schools in the two districts. I think here we've got schools in O.R. Tambo next to the coast. Then we've got Christiani schools that we have there. Then next we've got O.R. Tambo Christiani hospitals. Next to the coast we've got hospitals that we have. Then we've also mapped the hospitals in the Christiani municipality. The outstanding activities is the approval of the food security policy by the AMC and cabinet. Then it will become a policy of the country in the form of a white paper. Then once it has gone to become a white paper, then it will move forward. Then we'll move then to start to draft the bill. Then from the bill become an act. The food insecurity baseline information, we are busy collecting that. We are also busy writing a business plan for to finalize a business case with a gap analysis, where we focus on vegetable production, rural egg production, and initial making of the cooling facilities like the structure. Some of these have been involved in the Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Commission. However, the plotting of the current functional interventions and output estimates, where we estimate in this particular area, in terms of the capacity of the area, in terms of applied resources, this is the amount, in terms of the capacity of the ground, this is the amount that they can produce. Then we've got approval and limiting special mapping process. And there's a concurrent mapping of commodities for further support in this element. The three areas of focus, in fact, logistics, collection and distribution, payment, storage. We're all aware that the problem in health, for instance, we don't know that the problem that they have in the payment of suppliers. So we are also weary of the fact that with the farmers we pay within 30 days, it's more than farmers. So we are trying to come up with a logistics system which can be able to make sure that the farmers are paid on time in that report, in that respect. Also the community development business planning process, where we have got a smallholder development. To this end, we have been supported by the Employment Creation Fund to the tune of 27.5 million, and this is also targeted for 90, which is where we are actually assisting smallholder farmers. Then also we want to focus on the households, both in the rural areas and urban areas, so that each and every household must have a home garden or a local food like egg production or bread production. We're also working with the community work program, where we have the community workers, those who work maybe 2 days a week, where they earn about a minimum salary of about 800 rand. We'll also be bringing them to facilitate the communities want also to help in the youth. The concurrent analysis and support for existing market initiatives, we look at the markets that are there and look at the possible contracts between the farmers and hospitals. And what we are meeting at the national level on the ground, we're also busy with those contracts. I think this will be the end of the presentation of the Zero Harm. I would like to get guidance, share whether should I do both presentations and deal with the question at the end, or should we deal with the questions now? Presentation I just done, you have got the framework for the Zero Hunger program. I think this is the document we just prepared. This was about 24 pages, which explains the whole thing you have said. Then on this second one, you have got the Food Security Policy of South Africa. This is also the document that's got the substantial to read about 45, 47 pages. So this presentation talks to the second document now that is known as the Food Security Policy. The policy comes from the Bill of Rights in the Constitution that every citizen has the right Yes. I'm talking to this one now. The one who said Food Security Policy, May 2012. Every citizen has the right to access to sufficient food and water, and the state must take reasonable legislative and other measures within its available resources to achieve the realization of this right. This is section 27.1b. Then again, every child has the right to basic nutrition. That's section 28.1b. So the legal basis for the food security policy comes from our constitution. So by having a policy, we're trying to actualize that. Because then before you can allocate resources through treasury, you need to have a policy which is approved by cabinet, then you can allocate resources. The problem statement is that in South Africa, for 2.8 million households, which is almost 7.8 million people who are food insecure, and 72% of these are found in rural areas. The problem that we have with them is they don't have food available. If food is available, they can't access it. And if they can access, they can't utilize it correctly. Then it's the bigger food supply, whether the front food is not available or the food prices are high, going up and down. The agricultural food, this is domestic production, that is the consumption. The above draft uses wheat, maize, beef, chicken, up to fresh milk from 1991 up to 2008. You can see the variation in terms of food. The domestic production in relation to domestic demand. So this means that there is a shortfall of commodities below the 100 base. You know when you're going to have it. That's when you're for the shortfall. So this deals with the availability of food. And it becomes a problem when you deal with the poor who cannot afford food. On the availability of food, you've got special inequalities. Even though food is largely produced in rural areas, we are a net exporter of food. So we export a lot of wine, and we import a lot of wheat, of whiskey, but there are people who actually are food insecure. Markets are not geared to save in these areas. As a result, consumers in rural areas have to pay 16.74 more than consumers in urban areas for the same food basket. Because even though you produce food in rural areas, you need to transport it to the urban area to mill it, then you transport it back to the shop in rural areas. That adds to the cost of food production. So people in the rural areas, they pay more. I think you know if you look to a standard shop in the rural area or in the rural shop, you see that you are paying more, and then these are the profits of them. Of the 11.8 million food in terms of 72% of those people are in rural areas. The stability of food supply, here for climate change and changing land use patterns are affecting the stability and preservation of food. The reduction of food market has also led to the situation where surpluses and shortages are not managed. You knew that you had a surplus of maize, then we encourage the farmers to sell. Then the price of maize per ton was 1,100. Then after the farmers have sold that maize, the price of maize shot up to 2,600. So that's where they are for the stability of food. Then the price of 12.5 also doubled. And then as maize is staple food for most of the poor, that becomes the form of stability of food supply, which is linked to the price of food. When we define the food security, we say the food security policy recommends an individual adult with daily energy consumption of 2,750 calories. Individuals consuming less than that are considered to be food insecure. Maybe if you eat two slices of bread or you eat less than the 1,975, then you are food insecure. A poverty line of 260 spent on food per capita per month is opposed in the case of food security. This will cover 70% of the basic food market at current prices. What the National Development Policy document has come up with a figure of about 570, and this is the poverty land food per capita. So the figure will go up and down. The food security policy, the first pillar is the economic transformation of the food production and distribution sector, is alignment to the NGDP and the PAP 2, the government food procurement program, which we have just discussed in the Zero Hunger, reduce the percentage of purchases from local smallholders and emerging sectors, and support for sustainable rural and urban agriculture. Pillar 2, improve market participation, the application of the charter, I think that the department has published the chart to make it more enforceable so that all the retail shops, everybody that buys, 10% must be bought from the black food producer. That then will stimulate production by the smallholder and increase the disadvantage of black farmers. To pressure procurement to broaden supply base, the pressure procurement is the one that will be used in terms of making sure that the suppliers from government, they buy 10%. This is the Provincial Procurement Act as well. Prescribed percentage of processed food from smallholder farmers and major markets. So these percentages will come out when the policy is approved by cabinet. They need to become binding in all the food purchasing government entities. This will be both the government entities, SOEs, universities, colleges, SETs, as well as the government departments. Improve food distribution. You want to have the cash and voucher food transfers. This is done by social development. We want to have a plan, social development, to ensure the necessary supplies. We need to supply inputs to the farmers so they can produce food. Also, we need to make sure that we supply local production. So, in a particular area, you need to be able to, you must have food produced in that area. We had a problem in Eastern Cape and in Mthatha when there was snow. There were no eggs in Mthatha because all the eggs that are eaten there are either coming from Potchefstroom or from East London. You don't have production of food in that particular area. So we want to make sure that within a particular hour of time, we produce food that can be eaten at local level. Nutrition education, appointment of the Department of Health is going to appoint a district nutritionist in all the 52 districts to assist with meal planning and nutritional indices to assist so that you can reach those calories we are talking about. We have a school and community programs to improve utilizing consumption of food. So there will be training in schools about how to cook food correctly. Risk management, because regional food security, investment in research and development to build the resilience to climate change, and we need to protect agricultural land from encroachment of cities, and reliable food security information so that we can know these 11.8 million, who are these people, make sure that they are in the security net of government. Industrial framework, we want it to be championed by the president and the premiers, the ministerial committee on food security and intergovernmental coordinating structure. The advisory committee on food security composed of experts from government and civil society, and institute the Human Rights Research Council, and we have food security coordinating units at national, provincial, and local level. The recommendation that the cabinet approves the food security policy for South Africa. That's what we take through. And what I've been presenting is all in this particular document. So we've taken this document to the provincial department through MIDMAC. We've also taken to the interdepartmental data on economic development and data on social security. So now we're waiting to take it to the IMC, and from there it will go to cabinet. If it goes to cabinet, then it will be gazetted as a green paper for comments by the public. Then once it's been gazetted, then we'll hope to gazette it as a white paper. Then it becomes the national food security policy. But then to make sure that it is strengthened, I think then we want to then write a bill in that sector. The government of India have been busy with the food security bill for the past 10 years, but they were taken to court by civil society to make sure that they must realize the right of food security. So we want to make sure that before we are compelled by a court, we actually do this work. But India has been trying to write this food security bill for the past 10 years. So we hope to learn a lot from them. Thank you. I think that concludes. I just want to ask, I think maybe not now, maybe when you begin the question.
Thank you. under this plan to determine the volume of food that will be available, but not, you know, try to make on the best crop and this one, we want the extra practical food. And can the department indicate what the infrastructure and the logistic cost will be to implement such a plan in rural areas or districts? What will be the cost implication? What would be the cost implication of dedicating more resources towards improving household insecurity? When are you targeting the following? The schools, hospitals and clinics, correctional services, and the defense military veterans. If you can tell us that you are going to do anything in the government, yes? Because you indicated in the report and everything, you know, and you can drive miles and miles without seeing any green things except the old one of the Velvet 2. You go to the Pompo, there where I'm staying at the Rivania. Those things were their ages from 1962. I want a new project to tell me, any Pompo, go to this place, go to this place, you will get me. You are saying the department is intending to, government departments and entities should partake at least 35%. I'll be happy if you tell us from this 35% which the government has purchased, this thing is in Limpopo for so many places. This thing is in, you know, we must be indicated, we must come with this target. Tell us what we have achieved and your target again. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, one really gets tired of thinking of this imaginary thing. No, these things from departments, let me just say, this is one of the oldest departments in the country. It is a department that has always been there as long as South Africa has been there. But we see difficulties for this department to emerge as an anchor department for the country. Actually, it is, but it has not emerged, especially after the new dispensation. It does. We have seen in 1959 when the Afrikaners took over the range of government. They used the Department of to uplift their people and very successful in a very short space of time. Here we hear about this policy, we hear about the plan, you know, they have started to sound like another rhyme. I don't know, are you not getting tired of repeating the same thing year in and year out? We are not told about any success story last. Why are we not told and being directed to go and see that successful? This is what we are expecting, to hear from this old department of this country. We are not told that the new department in the new dispensation found this policy. We have removed these policies and, you know, replace them with this new policy. With that new policy, which obviously in terms of our policies, in terms of our desire, be directed to the small emerging farmers, if they are there, and if they are not there, I think it is the duty of the department to create them, because people are there, they are hungry, they don't have land,
they don't have support from the department, and you know they are just there. Now, I will just make one example. He told us in his presentation that the budget of this department is 1.8 billion. Now, one would like to know 1.8 billion. Is it for the whole country or just one province? And if it's for the whole country, that is just a drop in the ocean. It can never take us anywhere. And the other example that I would like to make here is that there is 2,700 household garden planted at a cost of 5,000 as a post each. While on the other hand, there is 49 million rand at a cost of 750,000 rand per job opportunity. Directed at the terminal aquaculture venture in the Eastern Cape. Who are the beneficiaries? Where is the business case study? Where is the market analysis? Why was this money not directed to household food security initiative? Now, what you see here, you see a very huge discrepancy. You can't even compare. How do you balance this thing? I just don't understand. Chair, I've got a lot of questions to ask you, but truly speaking, I found myself to be, I'm just wasting my time. What I would like to see, I think it's last year, but with the same department that we're dealing with, where I ask that they must go back to the department, list all the projects that are being implemented in each and every province and where in each province, so that when we take our round, we can specifically go to those projects and try to take it. Because I think here we are just being blocked by so big figures, big intention, but in reality, you don't even imagine that this department that has failed our people so much and so long can do anything. I really don't know. My lady, what are you in the department? Tell me.
Program development support.
Program, you know your terminology, your programs are so graceful and so mind-catching. But when you look behind the whole thing, you see nothing. Program development board.
Oh, not yet. Okay.
Program development board. Is that what you think?
So, the director for program development support.
Yeah. What are you supporting? Because I happen to be a farmer myself, and I don't get not even the service of an extension officer. Nothing, absolutely nothing. I don't even get the support from the government where land can be demarcated in terms of camps, where you could farm with your livestock moving only to a certain extent of the land. But in the absence of demarcation of land, your livestock move until the eternity where you won't even fight them anymore. And that is just a risk for those who steal to take your things. And tomorrow you are left for nothing. I'm talking about the situation where many farmers in my area have put them into close their operation.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting you to do any answer because your answer will.
But I think you already.
No. No, but I don't expect to do it. I'm just mentioning.
I said
you
are
done. I'm done, Chair. I've got questions to ask, but please.
Thanks, Chair, to you and to the department. Thanks for your presentation. I'm just
like to come back to your annexure 2 on your program for the Zero Hunger program. On this amount of 5,000 per garden, I'd just like to know what this entails, this fight. And what does a person get? A piece of hose pipe with a sprinkler on the back of the team?
That was done on production.
I'm just asking for now what's the 5,000?
Oh. Right down to the
dungeon. Then you know you can grow stuff. So you can grow stuff that's fine, but you need a commodity called water. And a lot of the places, water is a problem. Just drinking water. Inland water for agriculture. Wherever there's, I see one of the targeted certain areas where this is going to be developed. In the Free State, I think it's up there to the municipality there up near Kwakwa Way, and that's fine. I haven't got a problem with that. But their water is also very scarce. And there's a lot of householders there. How do you intend to overcome this water problem? Do that. Then the other thing is coming back to the $49 million you're going to spend again on this aqua freshwater fish pond. There was a big aquaculture there in East London which collapsed last year. I think they were doing Ebola. All got a disease. It was also sponsored through Department of Trade and Industry. And there was also millions involved, and that just collapsed. What makes you think you're going to be more successful this time around? Then also, in some way in this documentation, you see that part of the idea is let's do this to be produced, is not just to be produced for the consumption of the food in the households. It is to be supplied or sold to institutions such as correctional services or the hospitals. Or now, what is the intention? Is it to make a profit so that the department covers certain of their outlay? Is it to generate the income rather than to give the people food, to supply food to their household? And what happens in instances? A lot of these places, they are far removed from any correctional services or hospitals. Then where's this going to be sold to? In a lot of these areas there's no cooperatives. So what is the intention behind the marketing of this? It's not just to supply food to others, it looks like it's also to make money for the department or hopefully to generate some income for their family. But surely food is the main priority. Thanks.
Thank you.
How do they
and this program was reflecting on the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an underfunded program with a support in terms of the national budget. Now, it reflects that as well. Because they look at it, they are only regional boundaries or province boundaries. So the problems I'm having, they present a presentation today which contradicts the presentation of life. Now, the question which I want to raise is this presentation or these issues which were raised as a commercial, how does it reach the minister? Because we, I think our role is that they are representing the minister here. So this is an overview and oversight which we are doing over the department and which is handled by the minister. I want to know how does our issues be raised here? Because even this frustration, we are raising the same issue every time. Even the department comes and contradicts them with themselves. Because they today contradict what was said last week by their own district, which is the administrative accounting office. So where do you take it? Really.
Glamorous report. We don't go there, but as the parliamentarian, when time we go down there to do the overhead, we don't see anything on the ground. That's why I'm so much, very much disappointed. I don't know about this, about what is the meaning of this little paper, because at Porter Jones, this is the area where we are visiting the OR, where they have even start knowing this came of one household, one food garden. They don't know about that. Even the officials who are standing there in front of us, I don't remember the name now, the surname, the tall man, yes. I don't remember. I'm not sure. He is the manager in that area of the whole art. You know, he was very embarrassed because they were sitting down, they were doing nothing. So now I think honorable members, we must start another strategy now. We must not call the officials here for the meetings now. Because we'll talk and talk, we'll read and read this document. We can't get anything. We must call the officials from the area down there. If we're going to Eastern Cape, just call the department and have the meeting down there. If we're going to the, well, whatever, but we must change the strategy of calling the meeting in this venue. Because we are here reading the paper, don't correspond with the practical work on the ground. You know, so I was very much disappointed. I think there is no monitoring from the national department in the provinces. If you send the money to the provinces, you don't monitor.
Follow them.
You don't follow your program. So this is our assessment as members of parliament. Because we do the oversight now and again, but we don't get anything. So I don't know what are you going to do. For example, about the list of the projects. We have been sitting with the department here last week. We said to them by Friday we need all the lists.
And they were
of the project. Up to now, there has been attempt. Up to now, this issue was sitting here, the housing government full of the officials, but not even one of the projects that have been sent to us up to now.
So
we don't know whether
new
we must ask, and also we must take that as a note. When we invite the officials, we also want the minister here.
Yeah.
We don't know why the minister doesn't come to us. Because we want to talk to him. And we are just here because since we started this committee, I'll just speak for you. Maybe one, I didn't see the minister come to us.
Yes.
We have got that
question mark.
Because we are the members of the family, we are doing oversight. And the people on the ground, they want the delivery from us. Whereas you are the implementer. You know? So,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to respond to this question. I really don't know. But maybe you can try and respond. But according to me, let me give you two and respond. Maybe you're going to tell something better.
Thank you, Chair. Dr. Mkize told me about the frustration of the committee when we had the tour starting from Maristek. He told me exactly what the problem they encountered. And I think Mr. Maybe did come once here. I don't know when Ms. Drew was at DG. You know, that first meeting in the new government. I remember that one meeting when Mr. did visit the committee. I remember one when I was here in the committee. Once, yeah. Maybe one is not enough, but I think we have got the JVDF who is from the ministry. I think you convey the message to the minister accordingly. Then taken on the list of projects, there's a report that is being done by the CASP Secretariat, and I think I will ask them to send it to you, because all the projects that are funded in terms of both in the Malibu and CASP, I know they submitted to the Select Committee on Agriculture. So they are requested by the Act, Division of Revenue Act, to submit that non-financial output. So I will also ask our counterparts to submit this report to list all the projects that are from the province. I think indeed agriculture is the most important department, because after the World War, they built a hospital in Pretoria. When the 1945 war ended, they turned that hospital into our department. So that showed the importance then. So the department then occupies the minister, the PG, they stay in that building, which was the department, which was the hospital. But this just shows how important the government views this. Maybe I just want to.
We are still in the hospital.
We have turned into the offices. I just want to go to the zero hunger. What is zero hunger? I think our aim is that by the year 2030, one of the MDG goals that we wanted to have zero hunger by the year 2014. By the year 2030, we want to make sure that in South Africa, there is no South African who is suffering from hunger. I think that is part of this aim. Some Christian organization, they say it's against the path not to have 100 people, because others cannot donate on that aspect. But the Zero Hunger Program is aimed at combating hunger and social causes. I think that you'll find in the page 4 on this document, where it explains the zero hunger. That from the South African context, it's a strategy to reduce incidence of food insecurity by improving the capabilities of South Africans to access food, whether to buy it or through the cash transfers, where we've got 15 million South Africans that get cash transfers who are able to buy food and so on. So this is one of the strategies for the zero hunger. So I just want to ask, I think this strategy is trying to respond to the problem that is there in the field. I think that's why in Kusong, is the problem to the Director General himself, he's sharing this zero hunger strategy. So that's how important it is.
No,
we're implementing it in this financial year. It has never been implemented before.
What have you done before?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. Maybe I could respond to, just add to what you said. I think there is an acknowledgement from the department that there's a problem in agriculture as a whole. And the analysis that has gone into why it is that our projects are failing, why is it that government interventions are not being absorbed by the market, has informed zero hunger. What we found was, one, we have one of the most concentrated value chains which people are even comparing to Europe. In other words, we went from 60,000 farming units to about less than 40,000 now, right, of commercial farms. In the value chain, we have four or five major companies dominating the value chain, which is Pick n Pay, Woolworths, etc. What this is telling us is that the commercial sector in itself is concentrating to the point that it's not absorbing the emerging sector. In other words, your smallholder farmers, your SMME businesses, is not being absorbed by the market, whether they are doing it on their own or whether government is supporting it. Right? We then question whether transformation in this country can be projectized or government led. If the economy.
I don't have to encourage.
Yeah.
But, you know, the people on the ground, they don't know all those things. All those big words, what, they don't know those things. Absorb, what, before, you know?
No, I understand.
Why can't people have practical thoughts? I was saying to the department last week, he said that there was a program that was pushed by the president. He said, the president, I was there, he said he was initiated by himself and the business people to do that program of doing the agricultural. He was using the resources from the department, but he initiated by himself to do a practical job to the people. Why can't we not do that?
But
not taking the book, do the whole of research, whatever. The people on the ground are suffering. You know, it's what we give us.
Okay. What we were talking about was, one, we can perpetually support projects, right? And that even that is not working, right? But I'm having.
You know, this lady doesn't even know that department. That department needs transformation. You don't know. You're talking theory that has to go substance. That department, and for the department to transform, you must transform. He must transform. The DG must transform. The minister must transform. That is where you start to see something being rolled out. But as long as you speak from that ignorant understanding of your own department, you will keep a saying about all the way, which you yourself is not capable of saying. Chair, I just ask you, can we stop this thing and maybe the committee must meet and let's tell the guys what can we do in order to make something happen in this department.
My apologies, Honorable Chairman, members. I came a bit late, hence
okay.
I could not
be
able to. My name is David Mwegett. I would honestly like to acknowledge the frustrations the members are expressing on behalf of the minister. First, I should indicate that the minister has sent out an apology yesterday, and it was sent to ask. However, I will further express this frustration from the committee to the minister. I would humbly request that the committee also provide us with some ideas that would be practically feasible for us as a department to synergize our program with what is exactly happening on the ground. And I would gladly be available myself to receive those ideas if we are given that opportunity. And however, we take note of the issues that have been raised at this point. And if there's any more issue that the committee would want to guide the department, we would gladly want to get such ideas. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I think I'm from the same group that everyone has been following, and I think we must stop here for this party for us. You said that we must give you the idea. do all the necessary things. So it's not, we are not going to give you the ideas, you must do it.
To teach the minister, I don't know what to do.
So I think for now, we have enough assistance, we are going to strategize by ourselves, not with you, by ourselves as members of parliament, to see what are we going to do with this. Because when we are on the ground, we are getting a lot of embarrassment by the community. So I think that is the message that you must take it up to your department, that we are very much, much more disappointed because we don't see anything on the ground. So about the questions, about the questions that we have asked last week, you must also ask from the department, because the city was here, and we said by Friday we need the list, the 10 answers, and also the list of our projects. Up to now there's nothing, I don't know, but it means that there is some left somewhere somehow.
Yeah.
But
no, I wanted to speak to where we are with the planning. I started.
No, no, we stopped you.
Is it okay?
Yeah, we stopped you. You said since we had enough, we stopped you. So we don't want to listen to anything now. Thank you very much for coming here in this committee. We'll call you again, and I think we will have maybe some questions, and then maybe we'll form some study group or whatever, but we'll stick to the edit of the Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I can see that the atmosphere is not clear.
We are in.
I can see the
atmosphere. We are in.
But you know, we know what is happening.
That's
why you're not. We are in. It's
very in, my friend. Very in. And you
don't want. You know, the people are just looking at us when you are on the ground. They are looking at us. You know? And yet here the implementers. The policies are there. But please tell the minister that you are very close. You know, she must come and we are politicians. Can't be tough on you, you know. Thank you.
we need to write, to sit down and write our own findings.
Even this lady, she has kind of out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's too much.
Is she too much?
Yeah, too much. She's too much.
Yeah.